Well, welcome, Jeff.
Good to see you, David.
And welcome back to everybody to the Daily Evolver. And today we're going to head into the arts because we haven't done that in a while. We've been doing some current events and some larger integral issues around politics, war, those kinds of things. But we both saw a movie, The Tree of Life, Terry Malick's new film, that has stirred much controversy and much talk in the community because it is not your typical film,
right?
Beginning, middle, and end, right? In a lot of ways. Packed houses, people walking out. So we thought, you know, we hadn't really talked about integral worldview of anything about media, but this is certainly one of the places that we see when we integral makes these outrageous claims that this new stage of development is coming, that we ought to be able to see that somewhere. And one of the places we'd see it would obviously would be within the arts.
Yeah.
And so we'd see it in films because they're narratives. And so this will be our first film review today. So this will be great. So you had some pretty strong reactions to the film. Why don't we just start there and say, what did you see in Tree of Life?
Well, I saw an integral movie, and I was thrilled to see an integral movie because there's not that many that I can point to. And as you said in the introduction here, it was not your typical movie. So it's, you know, 2.5 hours. I would guess that maybe there's 6 pages of script, you know, certainly less than 10.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of narrative, you know, going on in terms of conversation or any of that. A lot of it's narration, mm-hmm. you know, where there's a voiceover kind of thing. And it's very impressionistic in the sense that it is presenting images juxtaposed and telling a story in that way. Mm. So, you know, it's a challenge for a lot of people. And it's funny because we walked into the movie and we were walking down the aisle and we were walking behind these two women who were going to another movie, and they noticed Tree of Life was about to start. And the one woman said, "Have you seen the Tree of Life?" And the other one said, "No." And the first woman said, "Don't." And I remember maybe 20 minutes into the movie, the woman behind me said, "This is stupid." I can remember seeing Terrence Malick movies earlier in my life where I thought, "What the is going on here?"
Well, he's always
been
an eclectic film director and reclusive and certainly always has pushed the edges of what a film can be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's my argument for why this movie is integral. Well, first of all, just a couple other factoids. Starring Brad Pitt.
Right.
Won the grand prize at Cannes Film Festival. Not making tons of money, but is, you know, you're one of the great artists of our cinema's latest movie kind of thing.
And Sean Penn, too.
And Sean Penn, exactly, yeah. Why I would argue that this movie is integral is that, first of all, the sort of basic vibe of the movie is hopeful and happy in the sense that it sees a meaning to life. It's not your green movies. The postmodern movies tend to show a dystopia where nobody's good and it's all kind of fucked up and, you know, there's just random, meaningless, surfacey, that sort of thing. This movie had more to it than that. Just from a evolutionary, from a integral theoretical perspective, it's one of the few movies that I've seen that includes the Big Bang and the evolution of the whole cosmos in it. I mean, literally, with a, you know, basically as if it's an actual filming of the Big Bang. Mm-hmm. Goes up through, you know, amoebas and dinosaurs, and it's just amazing in that way. So there's the evolution of the cosmos, and then there's the evolution of this little boy who's born. We see his birth in Waco, Texas in the 50s, into a very traditionalist, amber altitude kind of family, Catholic, go to church, dad is the, you know, head of the family. And then we see his coming of age and a certain loss of innocence when his brother's killed. So we're seeing both these things at the same time. And that's basic integral theory in the sense that integral is noticing that the whole cosmos is evolving through predictable stages, and individuals evolve through predictable stages. So this is a movie that's basically dealing with both of those. And then early on in the movie, the narrator talks about, and this is just a major theme of the movie, that there are basically two ways to live. One is the way of grace, and the other is the way of nature. And the way of grace, you know, in integral, we might see it roughly. I mean, you could argue around the edges. But roughly, it's the distinction that we make between masculine and feminine. So the way of grace is receptive, doesn't seek out anything. is flexible and receives insults. I mean, he had very poetic ways of talking about it. And in the way of nature, as he put it, would be more masculine. And this is the way of living that is assertive. And you have to make your way in the world, and you have to make your mark, and that sort. So there's these two, you know, explicit in this narration that we're talking about these two forces. And then, of course, you see these two forces exemplified in the father and the mother in the movie. So that was interesting to me, that he's looking, and this is what Integral does, it's looking for these meta patterns in the world. And I think he's attempting to discern and to describe and see how these two patterns relate to each other. And then the other thing that is sort of a marker for me of movies that are operating from an integral stage is that there's no bad guys, in the sense that there are people who do bad things, and we all have the capacity to do bad things. But if you look at this movie, you could see into the heart of every single person, and your heart breaks. I mean,
you've been listening to a segment from the Daily Evolver Dialogues with Jeff Saltzman and David Dryden. For the full discussion, please go to integrallife.com or click the link above the audio player.